The Richard Eade Show live and taking your calls at 424-4550 on the Voice of Santa Fe.
And up in beautiful Las Vegas, New Mexico today, it's only going to hit about 61 degrees today. That is where Jim Tur is right now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I got this email from you about your Las Vegas, Vegas treasure hunt. And this one, you've done at least one of these before. This one is for to raise money for relief in Nepal.
Yes, that's correct. And I had at least one little bit of feedback from somebody who said, well, why can't you do it for something local? There are plenty of needs here.
And, of course.
And I did the previous one for something local, which was good. It was a benefit for the a nursing scholarship program here and raised a couple thousand. So that was great. But I had some prizes left over. We had so many prizes donated for that thing that there were prizes left over, including some autographed books by some pretty famous people. Some,
no kidding.
Some from Santa Fe. So I thought I'll do another one for Nepal this time.
Absolutely. But, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, right?
Correct. So I even quoted that yesterday.
Okay. Somebody. Try and do something right, and, of course, somebody's going to nitpick you. But I like this. It's very cool, and you do a lot of videos. You know, you get a lot of hit on your videos. All right, so let's start with how do people find – well, let's start with when is it, where is it, and then how do people find the clues?
Well, it's going to be this Sunday in Las Vegas, and the way people get the clues is they go to the website, which is which people might find interesting anyway, VegasTreasureHunt.com. And what happens is that Sunday morning at 7 – I will post a video, maybe a 30-minute video, something like that,
okay,
which will be embedded, which includes excerpts from a lot of videos I've done about Las Vegas, and which will be embedded with clues about, you know, where the prize locations are. Their tokens are located at those locations, if you find them. And then those are for gifts. A lot of meals have been, gift certificates for meals have been donated by restaurants here and artists and, you know, all kinds of great gift certificates. A room at the historic Plaza Hotel, which is quite an attraction.
It is now, yeah.
And, tickets for the Meadow City Music Festival this summer, but also a lot of restaurants and a lot of books from Santa Fe people, some of which I could mention if you don't mind.
Well, first of all, before we get to the fun stuff, let's do the mechanics here. So
okay.
7 o'clock on Sunday morning, you're going to release a video. Inside the video will be clues of where the tokens might be. All right. Let's say the token is under a bench on the plaza in Las Vegas. Will there be only one token at each site or will it be numerous tokens?
Oh, yeah. No, there's numerous tokens. There'll be about 20 locations.
Per site.
20 tokens. And, no, not per site. No. About 20 tokens at 20, scattered around town and one in each location.
One in each location for
so there are like 20 chances to win and find something good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you go around, little scavenger hunt, little treasure hunt, looking for gold doubloons in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
We wish they were gold doubloons. Yeah.
These were recovered from the Atocha. By Jim Tur at the bottom of the Caribbean. No, I'm making that up. All right.
I know.
So what are some of the cool things? You've got some really nice books that are autographed by famous local people and a not local person who's one of my heroes. I just mentioned him a little while ago, Tom Hartman.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I have a couple books autographed by Tom Hartman. I have a book by somebody that people might have heard of, George R. R. Martin, author of The Game of Thrones, one of the Game of Thrones books. Joe Wilson, who's from Santa Fe, Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Sally Bingham, Santa Fe author. And a nice beautiful art print by Penny Spring, who's a Santa Fe designer and photographer. And
Doug Preston.
Yeah, a lot of beautiful stuff. And now, I have to say, though, here's something you might have asked, might have been ready to ask me, but I don't know, is that, you know, I think that local, we're talking to Santa Fe audience right now, but I think local Las Vegans might have quite an advantage, obviously, in this. when they see the clues. But I might try to work out something for out of towners to even out the odds. Because Las Vegas is fun. It's a crazy, wild, interesting, beautiful place. And we certainly are the New Mexican food capital of the United States, I believe.
Well, that's so your,
it's a fun
your
place
bias.
To come to. Pardon me?
That is your bias. But I wanted to talk to you because there's a bunch of state workers who work here in Santa Fe but live in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's what was great about the last one we did. I also had 20 prizes, 20 locations, and you know, they were all found, which kind of surprised me because, I didn't know that many people were participating because I didn't really hear about it in advance, hear from people in advance. Right. And number two, some of the clues and locations were a little bit tricky, but man, I'll tell you, by noon, everything was found. And the thing that was satisfying to me was that a lot of them were families that went out as families and had some fun and searched around, and that, I love that, and that's what I'm hoping for this time. A lot of family participation, particularly.
Be a lot of fun. Now, how does this raise funds for Napal Relief?
Well, I'm really simply trusting people to, if they're going to participate, or even if they're not, I'm just trying to put out a reminder to contribute to Napal Relief. In fact, a group from Santa Fe that's, I guess, pretty prominent that you mentioned, and he just contacted me, Global Outreach Doctors, I believe it is.
I sent them your email.
Yeah.
Andrew Lustig.
Yeah, I just added them to the website, and I'm impressed to know that a Santa Fe group is apparently one of the many on the ground really getting the work done there. It's quite a disaster, as everybody knows. Right. Millions of people homeless and one tiny airport for relief to get in, but... So I think the need is great, without a doubt, and I'm just really trying to encourage people to make a donation, just trusting that people will and hoping that this event will remind people to do so.
Now, Jim, the other reason I wanted to have you on, Jim Tour up in Las Vegas, New Mexico, is kind of the model of what you're doing here. People in Santa Fe might hear what you're doing here and then look it up and go, you know what? This is a really kind of cool, fun event. Kind of thing we can do for our group, whatever it be. And, you know, so it's a really cool thing that you're doing. Now, you did this before, as you said, for a scholarship fund up at the nursing scholarship fund up at Luna Technical Institute. But
yeah.
People could do this treasure hunt idea for basically anything.
Well, that's very perceptive of you. That was actually part of my idea about this. And no, I mean, seriously. And in fact, one of the guys considered the father of the Internet, whom I happen to be in touch with a bit, wrote to me when he heard of this and said, that's a good hack. And I, at the time, I didn't know what that expression meant, but I guess it's an expression meaning a good use of the Internet. He thought it was kind of clever to do this video treasure hunt. And I do like the idea that that people could do this locally as a treasure hunt, and it's a way to explore your hometown, which is a sort of a value I like, you know?
Right.
And I also, by the way, in this town, I distributed the treasures within a small enough area, because the town is kind of small, but within the historic districts, so that nobody really needs to get in a car and get frantic about it and run anybody over running around from one location to another. It's all something, stuff that can be walked, you know?
Well, most people up there on skateboards are horses up there anyway. Hey.
Are what? Foresters?
No, I said on horses or skateboards.
Oh, right.
But speaking of Forrest Fenn, of course, has the treasure hunt going on around New Mexico, northern New Mexico with the gold bullion, the actual gold bullion.
Oh, right.
Hidden
right,
somewhere.
Right.
And we're going to have Forrest on hopefully very soon. He's a very interesting guy. But Jim, you do a lot of videos. Tell people how successful a lot of the videos you've done have been on YouTube and Facebook. It's amazing.
Well, I've been at it a long time, but, I have done a lot of videos. I've got about 800 some on Facebook. I mean, on YouTube. And they've racked up over 1 million views now over time. Some of them, you know, close to 100,000. And in fact, some of the local ones, New Mexico related and Las Vegas related ones, almost 100,000. I was in Santa Fe for 23 years, so I did a lot that relate to Santa Fe. And I just quite addicted to doing videos, try to get paid for some of them, you know.
Right.
And Now that I'm putting some on Facebook, I find that they take off even faster, you know, because I guess it's somehow easier. I'm not sure why, but it seems like people share them more quickly on Facebook. So now I put on a video and get a couple hundred views immediately. So that's cool. That's fun.
It is fun.
Thank you for asking.
No. You're on there a lot. I mean, you do a lot of social media. All right. If people want to do some investigation, start with a website, see if they want to go up to Vegas, do this, or just steal your idea, do it down here. What's the website again, Jim?
The website is VegasTreasureHunt.com. And as I say, I might work out some little sub contest for people from out of town to sort of even out the odds. So if people want to watch the website, I might think of something and make that available. So it'd be more fair for people coming all the way up here because it's a nice place to spend the day.
Oh, it is. It's a simple drive and it's a beautiful drive between here and Santa Fe. Really, really nice. Hey, thanks. Thanks for doing it. Hopefully it'll raise some awareness, maybe raise a little bit of funds for the people who desperately need it in Nepal. Jim is well aware that lots of people in New Mexico need it, but this effort is for the people in Nepal. Like we said, he did a nursing scholarship fund drive for the Luna Technical Institute as well. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Richard. That was very fun. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, man.
You too. Thank you very much.
Later. 46 minutes after 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.